This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Riyad Razazi welcoming you to another session of the Stories of the Prophets. And we are with episode number 13. Episode number 13 from the Stories of the Prophets. And it's still about the traits of the successful people. Part number 2. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan marhaban bikum. Marhaban, welcome all of you, wherever you are, wherever you're from, all of you, welcome. Welcome sisters and brothers from Instagram, and sisters and brothers from Facebook. Those of you on Facebook, wa alaykum as-salam. Sister Humaira, Lula, wa alaykum as-salam. And those of you on Instagram, Munazzan, Yasin Rice, and Kiko, and all of you out there, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I will just give a minute or two for more people to join so that we can resume, inshaAllah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, so far he hasn't been coming and disturbing us, Allahumma lak alhamd. So it's a good sign, you know, Allahumma lak alhamd. Alhamdulillah. I don't want to attract any negative energy. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sister Yashmin. Alhamdulillah. Welcome all of you. Allahumma lak alhamd. All right, so just a minute or two for more people to join so that we can resume the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, and this is the session number 2 with regard to Ibrahim. We talked yesterday about, you know, his confrontation with his dad, with his father. We talked about how he was speaking to his dad. And then we talked about how he confronted his people, you know, about the destroying of the idols. All right. So I'll just give a minute or two for more people to join, and then we can resume, inshallah ta'ala. All righty. Jazakum Allah khair for joining. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum. Marhaban bikum again. Welcome all of you, wherever you're from. Thank you for joining. For some reason, Instagram is being a little bit slow, you know, today. I don't know why people are joining and leaving, joining, leaving. I don't know what's happening, but it's Friday anyways. Today's Friday. Today's a weekend. So I can start, I think. Just, I don't know if you have your notebooks ready, brothers and sisters, and pens, so that you can take some notes. Because these notes will be handy during the Q&A time or during the quizzes time, so that you can, inshallah ta'ala, I still have some prizes that I want to give away. So please, if you want to, you know, get your things ready, take notes. I want you to win, earn these prizes, inshallah, you know. Jazakum Allah khair. All right, let's start. Bismillah, let's start. You know, whoever comes in late, there's their thing. Sisters and brothers, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Again, Riyad Razazi, welcoming you all to the Stories of the Prophets. This is session or episode number 13. And in this episode, we're still going to be talking about the traits of the successful people with Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the maharat and the skills and talents of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He had skills on how to deal with people, how to address people, you know, how he was an action taker, how he had that, you know, that skill of on how to influence and how to persuade people, how he plans, you know, as we will see that, inshallah ta'ala, from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. All right. So yesterday we talked about Ibrahim and his dad and how he was addressing his dad nicely. Ya abati, ya abati, lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yubsir wa la yughni 'anka shay'a, in Surah Maryam, verse number 42 onward, when he was mentioning or talking to his dad, addressing him with a beautiful, beautiful word. Oh my father, oh my beloved father, oh my dear beloved father, you know, why would you worship something that cannot see nor hear and cannot benefit you nor harm you? Ya abati, you know, I have ilm which you don't have. I have some, you know, I know things which you don't have. So follow me, oh my father. you shall be guided. Oh, my father, do not worship shaitan. Don't follow the path of shaitan. Don't follow that path of shaitan. Inna shaitan kalli ar-Rahman asiyya. Ar-Rahman, he disobeyed Allah, ar-Rahman. So don't follow the path of shaitan, oh my father. Ya abati, keep on saying ya abati, oh my father, oh my beloved father. Inni akhafu ayyamassaka min ar-Rahman fatakuna lish shaitani waliya. I'm afraid that you may get some punishment from ar-Rahman, and you'll be the friend of shaitan, because shaitan was also cursed, you know, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in return, his father, how harsh and rude and rough he was, sort of like retaliated, did not accept the fact that his son was trying to call him to the religion of the other prophets, the religion of the forefathers, following the tawheed, and then he threatened to stone him, he threatened to beat him up, and then at the end, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he did not want to have that argument or that fight with his dad. Instead, he said, Sa astaghfiru laka rabbi innahu kana bi hafiya. So I shall seek forgiveness, I shall ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive you. Innahu kana bi hafiya. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the over most gracious towards me subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was his first confrontation with his dad. And then we talked about him and his and the people, right? The qawm, when he went and he destroyed the idols. Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 52 onward, when he told his people, what about these, what's with these tamathil, these idols that you're worshipping? They said, we found our forefathers worshipping it, so we're worshipping them. So he said, your forefathers indeed, they were all fi dalal mubin, they were in, they were astray. قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين. Is this, what are you making sense? Are you speaking the truth, or are you making fun of us? What are you trying to tell us? As Ibrahim is telling them not to worship their idols. قال بل ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلك من الشاهدين. He says, I'm calling you to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the ones who created them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he threatened to destroy their idols. So he waited until they went into that celebration, that festival, and then he went alayhi salam and he destroyed their idols, but he left that big idol and he left the axe next to him, the axe that he used to destroy all the other idols, he left it next to one big idol there. So people came back from their celebration or from that festival, they saw that all their gods or their idols were destroyed. قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم قال بل فعله كبيرهم هذا فاسألوهم إن كانوا ينطقون فرجعوا إلى أنفسهم فقالوا إنكم أنتم الظالمون ثم نكسوا على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون قال أفتعبدون من دون الله ما لا ينفعكم ولا يضركم أف لكم ولما تعبدون قالوا حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلام قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين. Surah Al-Anbiya, the stories of the prophets. Why it's called Surah Al-Anbiya, the chapter of Anbiya, prophets, because in that surah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions and talks about lots of prophets in that surah. So here he mentions Ibrahim, after he went and he destroyed their idols. They came and they said, whom destroyed our idols? They said, we heard of a boy, mentioning them by the name of Ibrahim. We heard of a boy, Feta, a young man. So they said, bring him. Bring him and let's call him, front of and interrogate him in front of everyone. Shahidin, we have witnesses, let's interrogate him. So they brought him and they asked him, أَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا? Are you the one who destroyed our idols, O Ibrahim? He said, بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا? He says, you know, the Kabir, that big guy, he's the one who did it. Ask him, he's got the axe next to it. They said, well, you know that we cannot ask something that cannot hear. They can't talk, so how can we ask them? How can we ask him? So he said, well, how can you worship something that cannot hear nor see? How can you worship something that cannot hear nor see? How, you see, this is the skill of persuasion. This is the skill of influence, using his intellect and trying to speak to their intellect, right? You know, so how can you speak to something that, or how can you worship something that cannot hear nor see, something that cannot benefit you or harm you? So initially they came back to their senses, but then Shaitan again came back and then woke them up. He says, what are you doing? You know, and then they said, how can, you know, then they disregarded what he said. And then when he was angry, now he got angry, telling them, how can you worship something that cannot hear nor see? أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ? Oh, to you and what you worship. Then they said, حَرِّقُوهُ. And yesterday we stopped there. حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ. حَرِّقُوهُ. And I mentioned the fact, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term here, حَرِّقُوهُ versus أَحْرِقُوهُ or إِحْرِقُوهُ. In Arabic, to burn something, ahriq or ahriq, right? But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, harriqu. The main difference, sisters and brothers, just like Yusuf, when the lady, she locked the doors, right? She said, Allah azza wa jalla says in the Quran, faghallaqati, mishwa aghlaqati, faghallaqati. There's a difference between the one that has shadda, the emphasis, ghallaqa, and aghlaq, you know, the aghlaq, just close the door. It's been said that she locked about seven doors. The door of the pavilion, the door of the main room, the door of her chamber, the door, so many rooms. وَغَلَّقَ here, وَحَرَّقَ. You know, حَرِّقُوا. هَذَا بِصِيغَةِ الْمُبَالَغَةِ. بِصِيغَةِ الْمُبَالَغَةِ. The intensive form. The Arabic is very rich. You know, Arabic language is very rich. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this form, the form which is high intensity. You know, high intensity, meaning here it's been said that they've been, you know, lighting up this fire for months. Some said 4 to 6 months, just lighting up the fire just to burn Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, not any fire. Burn him into this blazing fire that they've been lighting up for, you know, over 4 months. So much so, my brothers and sisters, that they could not throw him into the fire. They could not, because there was so much blazing fire, like I was saying. If a bird was to fly, a bird would fly. I mean, would fall down. If the bird was to fly on top of that fire, he would fall down, because there was so much heat and so much blaze that they were preparing, you know, just so that they can burn Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, as they could not do it, sisters and brothers, they couldn't just take him, so they built a catapult. They built something called a catapult, or al-manjaniq. In Arabic, it's called al-manjaniq, catapult. And, you know, that catapult is something that they used to have, you know, like a long time ago in wars, you know, battlefields. It's something that, you know, it's like made off of wooden or wood, and then they would throw rocks into the other, you know, into the enemy. They would put in like rocks, and then something that, like throw rocks into the other camp. It's called catapult. So they strip him off from his clothes. Listen to this, sisters and brothers. They stripped him off from his clothes first, right? And then they tied him around that catapult, right? They tied him with ropes against the on that catapult. They tied him up with ropes. Sisters and brothers, now I would like you to imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam. I want you to imagine Ibrahim on that catapult, you know, and tied with ropes. And here's the lesson right here. Listen, you know, very, very well, you know, very well, and give me your full attention, because we can all relate to this. I remember I was teaching a course in the UK one day, and a sister came, because I was the course was about dua. And then one sister, she came, she says, she's a doctor, but she's been accused of malpractice, and the next day she was having court. And if she was to be found guilty, she will be thrown in jail. She will go to prison. So she's been accused of malpractice. Next day she was having a court. Right? Imagine her dua that night. I was telling her, you're going to make dua. What would your dua be tonight? Because tomorrow you're going to go to court. And if you're accused really guilty, then you'll be gone. You know, you'll be thrown in prison. Her dua, yani she would need anybody to come and help her out. Her dua will be so powerful. Her dua that night, probably she wouldn't even sleep that night. She would be praying and making dua. Oh Allah, save me tomorrow. Save me, save me, save me. Anybody will come to tell her, do you need my help? She will say, of course, I need anybody's help. Who can help me tomorrow? I need the best lawyer. I need the best this. I need, if somebody knows the judge, if somebody knows the this, whatever help she gets. Right? Sometimes we find ourselves in that situation where we are in a dire need and we need some help. Any help. Sometimes some people, they are in dire need that they may even think of doing haram just to save themselves. You know, they may even think of doing something haram just to save themselves. One sister came to me. She says, my son is like over 30 years old. He's not, you know, he's not getting married. Nothing is not happening. There were many prospects, but every time, you know, something like that happens, you know, the marriage does not go through. Sheikh, I'm his mom. I'm even thinking to go and speak to some sort of black magician, you know, like a man who did sahir, a guy who does this, you know, sahir. I said, your sister, the sahir, that black magic guy, he can even help himself. How can he help your son? Yeah, and she's thinking of doing something haram. You know, she's thinking that maybe because my son has some sahir been done, you know, against him, that's why he's not been able to get married. So she's thinking to go to someone to perform some ta'weez. So sometimes when we are in a dire need, some people may think of any way just to come out from that situation. Just to be saved from that situation. Now Ibrahim, sisters and brothers, Ibrahim, he's on that catapult about to be thrown in the fire. To be thrown in the fire. What kind of help? Any help, right? So if you are there instead of Ibrahim, I want you to imagine if you are there in the place of Ibrahim. I want you to live this situation with me. May Allah forbid. You were there, they stripped you off from your clothes, they tied you up, and they're going to throw you in the fire. What kind of dua you'll be making? What kind of dhikr? What kind of istighfar? If anybody comes, of course I need any help, save me. So who comes to help Ibrahim? Another prophet? No. Another leader from there? No. The king? No. Any angel? No. The master of all angels himself. This is why I'm telling you to pay very close attention to what I'm going to say here. Someone, not any prophet, not any messenger, not any leader, not any angel. Jibril himself, the master of all angels, he goes to him and he says to Ibrahim, Ya Ibrahim, alaka indana min haja? Alaka indana min haja? Oh Ibrahim, do you need any help from us? An angel, imagine, as I told you, you're there. And then an angel comes to you and Sister Watercolor, Najwa, Sister Layla, Yasin, Umair, Muslima, Nasima, Ali, right? You are there and Jibril comes to you, Humaira, Sa'diya, Lula. Jibril comes to you and says, Layla, do you need some help? Do you need me to help you? I'm Jibril, I'm the angel, the master of all angels. Do you need my help? Watercolor, do you need my help? Humaira, do you need my help? Sadia, do you need my help? Yasin, do you need my help? Who? Jibril, yes, I'm Jibril. Do you need my help? Do you need my help? What would you say? What would you say, Watercall and Najwa? What would you say, Layla? What would you say, Shida Ahmed? What would you say, Humaira? What would you say, Saadia to Jibril, coming asking you, do you need my help? Of course, get me out of here. They're going to throw me into the fire. Of Jibril, 600 wings. 600 wings. Jibril. With the tip of a wing, he lifted the Qabila of Lut all the way up into the skies and crushed them back into the earth. A tip of his wing. 600 wings coming to ask you, Layla, Yashmin, Warakala, Najwa, you know, Humaira, Lula, Saadia, some coming to tell you, do you need my help? You would say, of course I need your help. Save me from this. Of course you will say, yeah. I want out of the fire. They haven't even thrown you into the fire, Patrice. Patrice, they haven't even thrown you into the fire. You know, they're about to throw you, and then Jibril comes, Gabriel, says, do you need my help? Of course I need your help. Just save me from here and fly me very far away from here. But Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he tells Jibril, he says, from you, no, from Allah, yes. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. He says, from you, I need no help. But from Allah, yes, Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need help from you. You're an angel. You're the creation of Allah. I do not need help from any creation of Allah. I'm going to seek the help directly from Allah himself. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. The Sahaba, same thing, when they came out from the battle of Uhud. And now they were still, you know, heartbroken, beaten. A lot of them were still injured. And then they heard that Quraysh was coming back. Quraysh was coming back to attack them. So what did the Prophet tell them? Because they were all terrified. They said, حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَانْقَلَبُوا. Allah Azza wa Jal turned their fear into what? Their fear turned into courage. And bravery, and strength, and power. These are the Sahaba. They were not prophets. They were human beings like you and I. But they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So this is for all of them. Hasbunallah. Allah is sufficient for us. So you say, Hasbi Allah. You're going through problems, difficulties. You find that you've been locked. Everybody's framing you. They framed you. They accused you of something which you didn't do. You're innocent. You are innocent in this life and the hereafter. You're innocent from what they have accused you of. You say, حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me. حسبي الله. Allahu حسيبي. Allahu وكيلي. Allahu رفيقي. Allahu رفيقي. Allahu قريبي. Allah is my Allah. Allah is my Rafiq. Allah is my companion. Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need no help from no one. I only need help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need no help from no one. Because those that you put your, you know, your trust on, the people that you put your trust on, the people that you taught, they loved you. The people that you taught, they will defend you. The people that you taught, they were going to stand with you and defend you. Those, they deceived you. Those, they broke your heart. Those, you know, who claimed that they loved you, they, in fact, they just deceived you. And you found out. So instead of going to him or to her or to whomever, go to Allah and say, حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah is sufficient for me. I have Allah. If you have Allah, you have everything. If you don't have Allah, you have nobody. You have nothing. If you have the entire world and you don't have Allah with you, you have nobody and you don't have nothing. You have nothing in this world, but you have Allah, you have everything. You have everything. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. So they throw him into the fire. They throw him into the fire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell the fire, Ya nar, Ya nar kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Ya nar, Ya nar, Ya nar kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the fire. The fire is a creation of Allah. The fire can burn, but it can only burn with the permission of Allah. You see, you and I, we need to have this very strong iman in our heart. We need to have this very, very strong iman in our heart. Fire can burn, but it can only burn with the permission of Allah. The knife that Ibrahim will use to slaughter his son, or any knife, the knife can only kill with the permission of Allah. Nothing happens without the will and permission of Allah. So Allah addressed the fire and told the fire, "O fire, be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim. O fire, be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim." The fire burnt, sisters and brothers. Will you guess, sisters? Will you guess, sisters, what did the fire burn? Who knows what the fire burnt? Will you guess? The fire burnt, but what did it burn? What did it burn? Can you guess? Can you guess, Muslima? Layla, Iman, can we guess, Humaira, what did the fire burn? Yasin, it burned the ropes. It burned the ropes. It only burned the ropes. Because the fire burns. So Allah told the fire not to burn Ibrahim, so Ibrahim wasn't burned, but it only burned the ropes. It only burned the ropes, it did not burn Ibrahim. In fact, when Ibrahim was thrown into the fire, as that blazing fire, my brothers and sisters, after the fire was put out and Ibrahim came out, people were there, his mom was there. His mom was there. What was Ibrahim doing? Ibrahim was in his salah. Allah. Ibrahim was in his salah in a time of solitude. In a time of solitude, what do you do? Ibrahim was alone in the fire. What was he doing in a time of solitude? He was alone there. What was he doing? He was in his salah. He was in his prayer to Allah who saved him from the fire. Imagine people are looking at him. He is inside the fire. He's praying. Fire burned. No. Allah told the fire, be cool and peaceful. If Allah Azza wa Jal told the fire to be only cool, Ibrahim would have frozen. Ibrahim would have frozen to death. But Allah did not say the fire only to be cool. Allah told the fire to be cool and peaceful so that the cold the freezing cold won't يعني kill him off of, you know, won't freeze his body or froze his body. It will also cause him to be peaceful as well. So the fire be cool. بردًا وسلامًا be cool and salam على إبراهيم. That's why I said when you have Allah, you have everything. خالد بن الوليد with مسيلمة الكذاب. خالد بن الوليد when he caught مسيلمة and then he was about to eat, he had some poison. He had some poison, that man, you know, Musaylimah. He had some poison. He was about to eat that poison. And then Khalid took that poison. He says, what is this? He says, yeah, I'm here. If I were to be caught as a prisoner, I will eat it and die. Khalid al-Walid, he took it. He says, do you think that this will kill? Do you think this kills? He put it in his mouth. I don't want you to do this. And we should not do this. You are not Khalid al-Walid. We are not Khalid al-Walid. Khalid al-Walid had a very, very high iman. He took it. He says this, the only one who can kill is Allah. The one who gives life is Allah. The one who gives death is Allah. The one who gives mulk is Allah. The one who removes the mulk is Allah. The one who gives is Allah. And the one who takes is Allah. What do you do in time of solitude? Ibrahim, in a time of solitude, he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was in his prayer. نعم الرب ربك يا إبراهيم. His mom said, نعم الرب ربك يا إبراهيم. When he says, حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. نعم الرب ربك يا إبراهيم. Blessed is your Lord, O Ibrahim. What a great Lord you have. What a great God you have. Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So he passed the first test. They couldn't kill him. So they kicked him out. So he migrated, sisters and brothers. He migrated to another land from Iraq. From Iraq. And then he went into another land, my brothers and sisters. So this is, remember what I said, that, you know, he spent his life in migrating from one land to another. You know, from Iraq. And then he went to Sham. And then from Sham into Egypt. So he went there, and he met another king who was tyrant. He met another king who was very tyrant, an oppressor, a king who claimed he was God. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأت بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
Ibrahim heard about this man, this tyrant. His name is An-Namrud. An-Namrud, very, very oppressive king. An-Namrud. So Ibrahim went to confront him, like he confronted his people. Like he confronted his dad. He went to confront him. So he says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَ إِبْرَاهِمْ فِي رَبِّي إِنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّي الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Ibrahim told him, it is my Lord who gives life and death. Because that guy claimed that he was God. So that king, he brought two prisoners. He ordered one to be killed. And he ordered the other one to be saved and to be freed. So the man said, the king said, well, you see, I give life and I give death. You said your Lord is the one who gives life and give death. I give life and I give death. He ordered one to be killed and he ordered the other one to be freed. Then Ibrahim told him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقَ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. My Lord, cause the sun to rise from the east. Cause it to rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. If you claim that you're God, that you can give life and you give death, well, my Lord, he causes the sun to rise from the east. Why don't you cause it to rise from the west? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. He got stuck. Did he kill him? Did he kill him? No. Did he try, like the other one, did he try to throw him into the fire? No. He set him free. But he told him to migrate, leave my land. Don't stay here. Don't stay here with us. Leave our land. Sisters and brothers, why did he not kill him? Why did he not throw him like, you know, why did he not threaten to kill him? Is a question for you, sisters and brothers from Facebook and Instagram. You know, why didn't he, this Namrud, by the way, this Namrud who claimed that he was God, why didn't he kill Ibrahim when he confronted him? Why he told him, you know, come out from my land and go somewhere else? Does anybody know? Do you have any idea? He knew it was the truth. Yeah, but he knew it was the truth. They could have killed him still. Why? Why? Huh? Why? I can tell you why. I can tell you why, but you have to tell me, please, Sheikh, tell us why, and then I will tell you why. You have to tell me, please tell us why, and I will tell you why. And I will promise. Shall I promise? No, I'm not going to promise. But if you want me to tell you why, I will tell you why. Exactly, Yasin. Mashallah alaik. He heard about the fire and that he was saved. He heard that he was saved from the fire. So he knew that if he was going to kill him, he won't be able to kill him. He won't be able to kill him, and then people will believe in him. So he told him, leave us from here. It's better that you leave us rather than we'll try to kill you and we won't be able to kill you and people will believe in you. People will believe in you. So he didn't kill him. They couldn't kill him. They just told him kicked him out from the land, from his land. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam went to Asham. But before he went to Asham, sisters and brothers, he did something. He did something amazing. Before he went and traveled, he did something amazing. He had to get ready. He had to get ready. So he did something amazing before he left. What did he do? What did he do? How many more confrontations he would have? Because there's more confrontations coming up. There's more stuff. There's more people he would need to confront. There's more kings he would need to confront. So he did something amazing. What did he do? Do you want me to tell you, sisters and brothers, or shall we leave it like a cliffhanger? More tests. Why? What did he do? No, not this one. This one, I will not tell you. Before he migrated, he did something amazing. What did he do? I will tell you, inshallah ta'ala, on Monday. On Monday. Yeah, tell us. No, rikazawa. On Monday, inshallah, I will tell you. I know Sister Yashmin, everybody wants to know. Humaira wants to know. Saadia Khan wants to know. Patrice wants to know. Lula Rob wants to know. Water Caller Najwa wants to know. Yashmin, everybody wants to know. Iman, she wants to know. Umair wants to know. But we will tell you on Monday, inshallah ta'ala. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. On Monday, inshallah ta'ala, I will tell you. Bi-idhnillah, I promise you, inshallah ta'ala. What did he do before he traveled? You will love it, inshallah. You will love it. I know light spread. You will know, inshallah. Monday is so far, but it's okay. Monday is so far away. It's not so far away. What a... No, it's okay, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah, Monday, bi-idhnillah, we're going to come back and then we're going to resume the story of Ibrahim. As I told you, the story of Ibrahim, I'm only halfway done with it, right? I still have maybe another two or three more sessions just with Ibrahim alayhi salam, my brothers and sisters. Those of you who've come in late, you can always go back and watch this session. It will be saved on Facebook. It will be saved on YouTube. It will be saved on Instagram as well. Inshallah, you can always go back and read it, inshallah. We have decided to keep this series short, to half an hour, between half hour, 40 minutes maximum, you know, no more 1 hour, because 1 hour, it may be too long. So we thought to just, you know, shorten it to maybe 40 minutes, inshallah ta'ala, maximum. You know, short, sweet. I don't want you to get bored. I don't want you to just go to sleep. I want you to listen to me from the time I start speaking until the time I finish my lecture, inshallah ta'ala. And then, as well, as of next week, I'm going to start throwing some quizzes again, inshallah. You know, some quizzes. So make sure that you take notes so that when I call for the quiz, you'll be able to answer the question and earn the prizes, inshallah ta'ala. All right, brothers and sisters. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you, Facebook. And thank you, Instagram. Jazakallah khair, Saadia Khan and Umaira Tokir and Patrice and Lula and Humaira. All of you on Facebook, thank you. Sisters and brothers on Instagram, thank you for joining. Light Spread, Watercolor Nazwa, Yashmin, Iman, Nawal, Layla, Umair, all of you. I don't know who else is here. Yasin, Zaklacha Yasin for participating. Zoya Laraib, you know, Zakum Allah Khair. Thank you so much. Hope to see you Monday. Those of you who are on, who live in the UK, tomorrow I'll be doing Islamica, inshallah. Those of you who are in the UK, tomorrow I'll be live on TV at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, which is 8 p.m. UK time, 8 p.m. doing Islamica, Islam Q&A. That's on the Islam Channel TV, inshallah ta'ala, right? Islam Channel, and it's something that you can actually, even, you know, you can get it online. You can go online and watch Islam Channel, and you can join, inshallah ta'ala. I'll be answering questions live on TV, inshallah. But that's tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Those of you who've come in late, please go back and watch this session. It will be saved. Again, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you have missed it, go back and watch it. You will learn so much, very much from it, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Thank you again, all of you. Thank you, Dalenda Ghouti, Humaira Toqir. Thank you, Iman. Thank you, Yasin. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.